Call the Appropriations Committee to order. I'll have the Secretary take the roll.
Vice Chair Beck.
Here.
Vice Chair Heiner.
Here.
Representative Ankeny.
Here.
Representative Belcourt.
Yeah.
Representative Brodel.
Here.
Representative Burnett. Representative Cook.
Here.
Representative Cuff.
Here.
Representative Edmonds.
Here.
Representative Eli.
Here.
Representative Asp.
Here.
Representative Gibson.
Here.
Representative Hollinsworth.
Here.
Representative Hollenbaugh.
Here.
Representative McChesney. Representative Melhoff.
Here.
Representative Osmondson.
Here.
Representative Roberts.
Here.
Representative Schmidt. Representative Sesso.
Here.
Chairman McNutt.
Here. Quorum being present, we're ready for business. We got two bills to hear today. Remind you, if you're going to provide testimony, please sign in on the sign-in sheets. We need that for the minutes. Got a cell phone, you might want to mute it or turn it off. And with that, we're going to open the hearing on House Bill 79.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I'm Lila Evans, Representative Lila Evans, and represent House District 16. House Bill 79 is just an act to authorize the statutory spending authority for the Blackfeet Water Rights Compact Mitigation Account interest payments. The state of Montana entered into the Water Rights Compact with the Blackfeet Tribe with the strong support of the 2007 and 2008 legislatures. The 2007 Montana legislature enacted House Bill 829, which established the Blackfeet Tribal Mitigation Account and funded the account with a $15 million spending appropriation. The account is presently held in the state special revenue account and is invested in STRIP. The compact allows up to $650,000 per year of interest and income to be paid by DNRC to the Blackfeet Tribe for implementation of the compact. Payments are to be made annually until the compact is ratified by the Congress of the United States and the Blackfeet Tribe. Federal legislation was introduced in 2010 and was not enacted upon. The original statute does not provide ongoing spending authority for DNRC to make the payments of interest and income to the Blackfeet Tribe. The proposed amendments will provide ongoing statutory authority for the disbursement to the Blackfeet Tribe pursuant to 85-20-154 (C) (B) of up to $650,000 per year of interest and income earned on the mitigation account. No new funding is being requested. Thank you.
Thank you,
and there is a couple of experts back
okay,
here that
we'll
can
get
tell you
them.
All about it.
Thank you, Representative Evans. How about proponents?
Good afternoon, Vice Chair Beck, Vice Chair Heiner, members of the committee. I'm Chris Tweeten. I'm the chair of the Reserved Water Rights Compact Commission. Here in support of House Bill 79. You heard some information about the Blackfeet Compact the last time I was here, which I believe was last week. I won't rerun all of that information. This bill in particular deals with the interest off one of the funds that was set up in 2007, I believe, to contain funding that was going to be contributed by the state as part of the state's cost share. This fund is called the Blackfeet Mitigation Fund, and it provides funding for projects across the reservation to provide mitigation for the loss of water that might happen, might occur for holders of water rights under state law in the event that the tribes put their water rights to full use. As part of the legislation that was passed in 2009, the legislature authorized by very large margins in both houses a provision that would allow the state to immediately pay to the Blackfeet tribe the interest that accrued on the mitigation account. The mitigation account was funded at $15 million. $500,000 of that was authorized for expenditure in the last biennium, and that money has been expended. The remaining $14.5 million sits in the account, drawing interest, awaiting the final completion of the compact through ratification by Congress and ratification by the tribe, as we described last time I was here. The interest on that $14.5 million was authorized in the 2009 legislation to be paid over to the Blackfeet tribe, and there was an appropriation made for that purpose. And at each of your places, I've put a copy of the testimony that was produced in the for the hearing in the Natural Resources Committee with respect to this bill. And if you look on the second page of that, under the Q&A, right in the middle of the page, there is information regarding how much interest accrued on that account in FY08, FY09, and in the current fiscal year. And that interest is being paid over pursuant to the legislation that was paid in 2009 to the Blackfeet tribe. But the appropriation that was passed in 2009 stops at the end of this biennium. And all that 79 does is to create that appropriation as a statutory appropriation to allow the continued payment of that money without continuing to come back to the legislature for authorization to do it, while Congress in its own leisurely way gets around to passing the Blackfeet Compact. The fiscal note shows a fiscal impact of $650,000. That is not a general fund hit. The interest on that account, if not paid to the tribe, would remain in the account, be added to the principal, and the account would continue to grow. But that money is set aside in a separate account, and it's not part of the general fund at this point. So the fiscal note, I believe, is a little misleading because that's not a hit to the general fund. That's simply an indication that the maximum expenditure of interest that's authorized under the 2009 legislation is $650,000. So if interest rates magically bounce back to 2008 levels, the tribe might actually draw that kind of interest on that account. But as of now, there's no prospect of interest rates approaching the kind of rate that would allow them to draw that kind of interest off the account in STIP. So, Mr. Chairman, that's House Bill 79. It's a very simple bill. I think you hear a lot of people come up here and describe their bills as housekeeping bills and cleanup bills. I think this truly is a cleanup bill, and we would urge the committee to give it a due pass. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, any other further proponents?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Mary Sexton, the Director of the Department of Natural Resources and Conservation. I, too, stand in support of this. Again, this is asking for a statutory appropriation so that the interest in the mitigation account can be forwarded to the Blackfeet tribe. And I wanted to note that you heard last week about the infrastructure account. And this is not to be confused with the mitigation account. If you remember, the bill you heard last week was for the $16 million as a bonding bill for the infrastructure account, which was also part of the settlement negotiations with the tribe. That is a separate account. This is the mitigation account, which goes to mitigation throughout the reservation for various and sundry efforts dealing with water and their water resources. So, again, we support this bill. I think it makes a very clean, direct direction for the interest in this $14.5 million that the interest will go to the tribe on an annual basis. So I thank you for your time and would be available for any questions.
Thank you. Other proponents? Any other proponents? Any opponents? Any opponents? Any informational witnesses? Questions from the committee? Representative Belcourt.
Question probably for Let me try Mary. Mr. Chairman, Mary, I guess my question is, if there's only $14.5 million in the account, and there was $15 million transferred, and I'm assuming the other $400,000 must have went to Blackfeet last in the interim. Do you have to come to every Congress and ask for a statutory appropriation to spend it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Belcourt, we've had an appropriation in each bill to spend the interest, and this makes that unnecessary because it would be an automatic expenditure. It wouldn't have to be an appropriation with each session.
Thanks.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, would the sponsor like to close?
I hope you all pass this bill, and thank you very much.
Thank you. That ends the hearing on House Bill 79. We'll now open the hearing on House Bill 252.
Excuse me. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry. Might I have a point of privilege? I was asked to put into the record on behalf of the St. Mary's Working Group a copy of a letter from that group of supporting Central 70, or House Bill 79.
Set, if you want to just pass it down, we'll get it. All right, now we'll open the hearing on House Bill 252.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Brian Hoven, representative of House District 24, northeast side of Great Falls and the wonderful community of Black Eagle. House Bill 252 lets the rural transit districts retain the money that they receive from bake sales and pancake breakfasts and recycling aluminum cans to better service their constituents, which are the unemployed, the disabled, the elderly, and disabled American veterans. And that's what this bill is all about. And I urge a due pass. The money comes from a state revenue special account, the Department of Transportation, and that money will stay in the local communities. Thank you.
Thank you. Any proponents?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, I'm J.D. Lynch, representing Teamsters Union Local Number 2. I hope I don't put this bill that passed 97-3 in any jeopardy because I get up in support of the bill. But my employer from Great Falls, who is in it, called and thinks this is the right thing to do, is to let the local transits back home handle it. There's no general fund money. I hope it meets with your approval.
Thank you. Other proponents? Any other proponents? Any opponents? Any opponents? Any informational witnesses? Seeing none, questions from the committee? Seeing none, would the sponsor like to close?
I close. Thank you.
Thank you. That ends the hearing on House Bill 252.
Anything we need to he was quick, got it open. It's an Alfred mansion, not the
There being no further business to come before the committee, we'll be adjourned. Thank you. We'll be adjourned. Thank you. For the committee.